Mike in New Cross was that caller. He joins me back on the line now. Flipping out, Mike, you set fire to the radio yesterday.
I didn't mean to. It was just a case of I was listening to what people were saying and I was just so angry that they don't know what it's like. They don't know what
well,
it's
they
like
do now.
To go hungry.
They do now. And I've got to tell you, I don't know if you're aware of it, but the recording of our conversation yesterday has been published everywhere from the Independent in this country to the New York Daily News, and it's even, I've just heard from an Australian former colleague, being played out on the radio over there. So just in terms of what you set out to do when you rang me yesterday, people get it now. They understand better plight that find yourself in.
I really feel that, what this government have done, the financial crash wasn't my fault. It wasn't millions of people's fault. But that they are taking it out on me, on them, through no fault of our own. We just happen to be in an unfortunate place at an unfortunate time. And they are just nailing us to the ground. And there is no way, it makes it... You know, sometimes when I walk out, I mean, I live in a tiny little flat. I've got black mould growing up the walls. I sit in the evening with a quilt around me because I can't afford to have the heating on and stuff like that. But you know, sometimes you walk down the street and I have to hold my head up because they're not better than me. They're just in a better position than me. So I literally make a point of I have to make sure that I hold my head up every day.
And you do.
And make sure and that I have a reason to get out of bed every morning, because I could quite happily lay there and quite happily just fester under them blankets, but I don't. I get up at 7 every morning. I give myself a routine. I don't fall into laziness. I don't fall into letting it get on top of me. I try every single day, and I have to find a new reason every day to get out of bed.
Well, you're not on your own anymore, mate. I mean that. And that's not just... words, all right? Two things we need to establish. The first is, I offered you some help yesterday personally. You didn't want it. I respect and understand that.
No, I was quite insulted by that, to be honest.
I know you were, but I'm not going
to
apologise, because that's what happens when you're feeling emotional, my friend, and I was made to feel emotional by you. And I have to tell you that a few hundred people have been in touch with similar offers. I just want to clarify that you're still not interested.
No, I will not take charity. If they want to give it to food banks... please do, because there's so many people out there that are struggling. People with tiny children that are struggling, you know. And I've had to climb over, I won't say the supermarkets, but I've had to climb over their gates at night, and I've gone through what they're putting in the bin. And I've found young women around there doing the same as me, finding food for their kids. And this shouldn't be happening in this day and age. That's Dickensian. It shouldn't be happening. They let it, and it's so wrong.
And that is what we were talking about yesterday. It's what prompted you to call in a conversation about food banks, just to clarify everybody who's been in touch. And honestly now, Mike, if I started reading you the names of people who wanted to just offer you a helping hand, be it a hamper or a check or a Christmas lunch or even a room people are offering, I'd be here till a week on Tuesday. I couldn't begin to read them all out. So what you say to them today is, if you want to do something to help people like me, go to your local food bank, ask them what they want.
Give it, please, please, give it to whatever you've got, whatever you can give, be it a small amount of change, just a tin of beans, but take it to your food bank, take it to your local food bank, because they need it so much. And then people work so hard, they're all volunteers. And you know what, when you go there, for someone to put their arm around your shoulder, just say to you, it's going to be alright. You have no idea what that means.
I think we're all beginning to get an idea of what organisations like this.
The people are fantastic.
Right, second thing. I want to get you some work.
I'd break your arm. I'd break your arm for a job. I'd do anything. I don't care. I'd do anything.
Right, what were you doing before? What were you made redundant from?
I worked for a broadcasting company.
Good grief.
I worked. I got made redundant through money pressures. That means the marriage broke up, and then just trying to get work. And it got to the point where I lost the house. I was living rough for a while, and I managed to get this place. I mean, I begged begged and stole and borrowed to get where I am now. It's a
well,
tiny
we've already had people getting in touch with us. I know I'm not interested, or I presume it won't be much help to you to get occasional, like, I've got a bit of work that needs doing. I've got a few hours here, a few hours there. We want to get you a proper job. With a proper wage. How do you want to play it, Mike? Because I'm conscious that I insulted you yesterday, so I'm not going to insult you again. How do you want to play it now? Shall I get people who may be able to, I mean, do you want to give us an idea of what you might want to do? What field you
want? I would dig holes for a living. I don't mind. I just want to be able to get up in the morning, go a job and earn a fair wage. That's what I want. That's what I want. I haven't got anything to give because I don't have anything except for me. And I will work my socks off. Someone give me a chance, and I promise you I won't let you down. All I want to do is just have a job. I just want a job, and I just want to go to work in the morning like everyone else. That's what I want. Okay. I can't. This is not a life. This is not a life. And there's thousands of people like me, and it's just not fair.
Right, I will forward to you. Michael's got your details. I know he's been speaking to you last night and again today. I will collect anybody who's got in touch with us. We'll try and do a little bit of sorting for you. And then anyone who wants to see your CV, anybody wants to talk to you, I'll leave it in your hands for you to contact them. Is that the best way around to do it?
Yeah. James, can I just say thank you so much to you and your team.
Well, let's get you over the line
first. I listen to your programme every day. Listen, because I don't have a telly. All I've got is a radio. I don't have any of the possible, all what these, they're saying that these feckle people have got. I don't have none of that. I literally don't. I mean, I had bailiffs come round and they even took my pots and pans, you know? That's how bad things got. So I can't, I've got one little thing to cook in and that's what it is. I mean, I want to say to you and your team, you have actually put faith back into me.
No, we haven't done anything yet. We're just making the right noises, but we will deliver on this. I promise you that. James@lbc.co.uk is the email address that people need to send any messages to that will lead, hopefully, to work. I just want to clarify, if you want to make a donation or anything like that, Mike doesn't want it. He wants you to take it to your local food bank. If you think you might be able to help him out with work, write to me, James@lbc.co.uk. We'll do a little bit of due diligence, a little bit of making sure people aren't yanking our chains or making promises they possibly won't be able to keep. We'll pass all the details on to you. I will talk to you off air about whether or not we can help you make the call. I don't want you running up massive fire. You might have to ring 30 or 40 different people, judging by the response we've already had.
I could always go to the job centre and they let you use the phones.
Are you sure? That's how you want to do it?
Yeah, I could go to the job centre because I'm there every day and they know me. I could use the phones there.
Right, well, we will get to you by the end of this week. And we'll do it in drips and drabs, because it's already started. As many as we can. We'll keep an eye on things. And by Christmas, we're going to get you into work.
Okay. I've fingers and legs crossed.
Me too. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I insulted you yesterday.
Okay, you know, you thought you was doing what you thought was the right thing, but it's not a bit of money in. It's give me something so I can support myself all the time. That's what I want.
All right, let's do it. Well, what about skills in terms of sort of things you can do and things you can't do? I know you said you dig holes.
I would do anything. It doesn't bother me. I will do whatever I have to do to earn a living.
Qualifications, anything like that, that might mean you're better.
I've got a degree. Got a degree in broadcasting communications.
Well,
you know,
maybe
it's about as good as a chocolate teapot, I guess. But,
well, that's true.
You know, I have a degree.
Right, we're going to sort this, okay?
Thank you.
No, thank you. Giving us all a wake-up call.